الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. إن شاء الله تعالى today's lecture will be concerning those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And the importance of this lecture should not be hidden to any of us here. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدِ نَادَ جِبْرِيلِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves an individual, he calls to Jibreel saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فَلَانًا فَأَحْبِبْهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, so therefore love them. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلِ. And Jibreel will love this individual. فَيُنَاجِ جِبْرِيلِ في أهل السماء. And then Jibreel, he calls out to those inhabitants of the heavens and he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. Verily Allah loves so and so, so love them. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ. And the inhabitants of the heavens will love this individual. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then acceptance for this person is placed in the hearts of those people who dwell in the earth. This is found in the Quran, as reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullahu ta'ala upon Abu Hurairah. A similar version of the hadith with the ziyada, ثُمَّ تُنْزَلُ لَهُ الْمُحَبَّةِ فِي أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. فذلك قول الله إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. That verily those people who do righteous deeds, they believe in Allah and they do righteous deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the love of them in the hearts of the believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, showing us, ikhwan, the greatness of this station and the virtue of obtaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As some of the scholars of the past, they said, إِذَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مَعَكَ فَمَنْ تَخَافُ وَإِذَا كَانَ عَلَيْكَ فَمَنْ تَرْجُو. If Allah is with you, then who do you fear? And if He is against you, then whose help do you hope for? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالْ. Allah the Most High, He said, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves an individual, ya ikhwan, look at this hadith. مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا. Allah said, whoever harms one of my awliya, فَقَدْ آذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ, I announce war against the individual. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ. And the servant does not draw near to me with anything more beloved than that which I made obligatory upon him. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. And my servant does not cease to draw near to me with the performance of the nawafil, the supererogatory deeds, until I love them. حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ And if I love a person, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ Then I will be his hearing, with which he hears. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي And I will be his sight, with which he sees. And his hand, with which he grips. And his feet, with which he walks. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي And if that person asks me, لَأُعْتِيَنَّ I will surely grant him that which he asks. And if he seeks refuge with me, then I will grant him refuge. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, ikhwan, look at the thamarat, the fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in this hadith Qudsi, that the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, then he will accept his supplications. And also, if that person seeks refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will grant him that. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, he said, فَأَمَّ مُحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ عَبْدَهُ If Allah loves his servant, فَإِنَّهَا تَسْتَلْزِمْ إِعْزَازَهُ لِعَبْدِهِ وَإِكْرَامَهُ إِيَّاهُ وَالتَّنْوِيَ بِذِكْرِهِ وَإِلْقَاءَ التَّعْظِيمِ وَالْمَهَابَ لَهُ فِي قُبُولِ أَوْلِيَائِهِ If Allah loves a person, then this would result in Allah Azza wa Jal giving that person izzah, nobility or might, honoring him, exalting his name, and placing respect in the hearts of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ikhwan, after understanding the importance of this subject, the question that each and every one of us should ask, who are those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, so that I may be considered from amongst them, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can love me. فالجواب, the answer, as mentioned by Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in Madarij al-Salikin, وَالْقُرْآنُ وَالسُّنَّةِ مَمْلُؤَانِ بِذِكْرِ مَنْ يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ The answer lies in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Because they are full of mention of those who Allah Azza wa Jal loves from His righteous servants, those believers. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, وَذِكْرِ مَا يُحِبُّهُ مِنْ أَعْمَالِهِمْ وَأَقْوَالِهِمْ وَأَخْلَاقِهِمْ If you want to know and find out what actions does Allah love, what speech does Allah love, what manners or etiquettes does Allah love, then the answer lies in the Quran and the Sunnah. But today, inshallah ta'ala, I will focus upon those individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves based upon the text from the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, al-muwahid, al-mu'min, the person who worships Allah azza wa jalla alone and believes in Him as He has been commanded to believe. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ O you who believe, whoever turns their backs, whoever apostates from the religion, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ Allah will bring a people that love Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ Whoever turns their back upon the religion, ad-din al-haq, the true religion which is the worship of Allah,